Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast.
We have Donkey today.
Oh, thanks, Kaya. Really, take the wind out of my fucking sails.
We have Sir Donkey.
Sir Donkey, a.k.a. Jason, as he's more Sir likely known on the internet.
The second.
It's good to be here with you peasants.
Oh.
The royalty speaks.
You know how to do an intro. Royal blood.
Sometimes it's nice to dabble with the riff-raff.
So, Sir Donkey, when you're parading around your fabulous wealth and power, do you find that listening to your villages tends to help, or
no.
Do you just kind of dictate your policies?
No, I just do whatever I want.
I think that's
good philosophy. So let's just get right into the meat of things.
Subjects.
Yeah, I just kind of want to dive right in. It's not every day we get to talk with the benighted god of an entire platform like we do today. So, Jason, you masturbate, yes?
Wait, what?
Benighted means the bad thing.
I said benighted, didn't I?
Is that what this...
Yeah, he's not offended
you guys are just,
by the masturbation.
That's what
question.
This is? I just come on here, you guys talking about jacking off? This is a jacking off podcast?
You haven't done your research.
Yeah.
His
girlfriend in the background, get out now, Jason. Is that the official podcast? What the fuck are you doing?
What did you expect?
My girlfriend's nodding no. I don't jack off.
Nodding no.
I don't
no.
do that.
I didn't mean to say girlfriend.
She's
either.
Been nodding no for the last 10 minutes. Like, get, don't get in there.
What?
Get out of that. It's so safe.
That's my fiance.
Get her in here. Why is she being shy?
We only got one mic. Good microphone.
She's
got like
a McDonald's microphone.
Yeah, just go cheek to cheek. What's her name? Get in here.
Wanna come on, there?
Leah. Come here, Leah. Don't be shy.
Okay, don't call her like a dog.
Get in here, lady.
She's coming
Leah. In. Sir Leah, I don't know.
Come on, come over here by
Can
me.
Can women get knighted?
And a good microphone.
Sit on the throne. It's probably made of fabulous gold.
All right.
Oh! Whoa, shit!
We've been hacked.
Here we go.
He inserted
Who gave
the
him
cold.
Powers?
This is why you don't fuck with a king. Jesus Christ.
Here's Leah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Jason does not masturbate.
Okay.
Thanks for setting the record straight.
You heard it here, folks.
Thanks for correcting the record.
Yeah, everyone,
I'm sorry
welcome.
For the disgusting, baseless accusation. We will immediately investigate this issue and fire Andrew or Charlie
Guys,
or whoever.
I appreciate the apology. We might be a little fucked. All my flashcards here just say ask if he masturbates. I'm out of material.
We're going off script here.
Where's the deep questions?
Deep questions? What the
oh,
hell?
God.
Come on,
I think that was it.
Like,
let's
the,
get
the, deep. The problem is, it's all the same topic. Like, it's how often does he masturbate? Why does he masturbate? I'm just completely out of material now.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Okay, so you two, you cute couple of you. What is the deepest question you've ever been asked on a podcast?
Oh. Are you serious? You're that lazy?
Yes.
Yes.
You want us to tell you what question to ask?
Did you guys not prepare questions? Donkey, you were meant to prepare questions.
I prepared tons of questions.
Not you, Andrew. What do you think about his masturbation?
Hey,
just know there's gonna be like one person who listened to the H3 podcast and now they're here. They're like, what is this?
It was such an insightful discussion. How they just talking about penises?
That's actually a funny thing we can bring up. I love how every time we have a guest, and typically the bigger name ones, there's always a small section that no matter how good or bad it is, they say, you fucking blew it. You had this big name on your show, and it was terrible, and you fucking blew it. You messed it up. They'll never talk to you again. That was your one chance. That's, it's
well, technically,
done.
They don't. I haven't heard from fucking PewDiePie in years.
Yeah, no, serious question. What was the deepest thing you've been asked? If you're that much better than us, if you're so high and mighty, you know?
We don't have a podcast.
Kaya, that's your king.
That's our liege lord.
I'm sorry, Jason Joffrey.
I think the deepest question was something about jerking off. It was like 2 seconds ago.
What was your response to that question?
No. I don't even know what that is.
He's like the leader of North Korea here. He doesn't have an asshole and he doesn't jerk off.
What? You're asking him about his asshole?
No.
How are you on the internet? You're trying to sound so innocent, like you've never heard of these questions before. Like, oh, they're asking you about wieners, Jason? Get off this podcast.
No! The funny thing is, when he told me he was going to come on here, I was like, they're just going to ask you about masturbation.
Jason,
and he was like, no, it's not like that.
Jason,
sorry, it is.
So you were holding up the stopwatch and just clicked it as soon as Charlie asked.
You really fucked this up, Charlie.
Fuck. You just cut out 45 minutes of our material.
Yeah, they're fucking speed running the podcast. Good Christ. Damn.
Now watch, he's going to ask for the joke next.
See you guys later.
It was nice having you on.
All right, shortest episode yet.
But our best as well.
We can get into some real nitty-gritty stuff here. So, Jason, the last time you, Leah, and I, we all played a game together, we were talking about Fun Spot. Have you been to a Fun Spot recently?
No.
No Fun Spots?
That sounds like an innuendo. Really? Are we still on masturbation?
You've been there, right?
Yeah, unfortunately I have, yeah.
Tell us about
Have you
the
been
fun
there
spot.
Recently?
No, it's been a long time. And you should know what Fun Spot is. It's that ratchet.
Is it like an arcade?
Well, it tries to. They have a couple arcade games.
Oh, is that the
mini golf warehouse?
Course?
It's where they have alligators
they got
and roller coasters.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking thing. Yeah, that place sucks.
Yeah,
it's the dream combination. Roller coasters and alligators. It's a very high concept.
Isn't that where you play mini golf around the alligators and you think like it's going to be something cool and then there's 1,000 signs that say don't even look at the fucking alligators?
No, you're thinking of Congo River golfing. Fun Spot. Ah. Fun Spot.
Sorry,
has...
I mix up my locations of mini golfing and alligators all the
what
time.
What are you guys talking about?
This Florida.
Extreme golfing.
In Florida, there's a mini
You're
golfing
blowing my
place.
Mind at the moment.
There's a mini golf place called Congo River Golf, and then at least the one over here, they have some alligators like in as part of like the course as decoration.
You have to pay to go to that. Well, that, over like, here in Australia, we just walk down the street and there's crocodiles walking down.
Yeah, there's also Category 6 sandstorm checks. A
I don't think
lot of
you
things
know
in Australia we don't have. But no, like, the saddest part is they just keep them in this, like, enclosed cage in the center of the course, and you think it's going to be, like, I don't know, something cool actually woven in the course, but you just go up to these amazingly 10-foot-high fences, and you look through them, and all the gators are just against the side staring at you, like, either feed me or get me the fuck out of here.
That's sad.
Is that just incorporated into, like, every Florida place?
Actually,
yeah. It tries to be.
Tries to be, yeah.
Jason,
you go to the DMV,
ever,
it's a giant croc.
I don't know if you've ever driven on a Florida highway, but the two billboards you will see the most, and I'm actually not exaggerating, are anti-abortion ads and places to go look at alligators.
They go hand in hand.
I mean, Charlie, I'm not joking. That's probably true, isn't it?
If they're so common in Florida, why do you need to go somewhere to see them?
Because people come to Florida to see them.
It's for tourism. Like, people aren't just going to come to Florida and be like, well, I know if I just get an apartment here, I'll find X amount of alligators. They need, like, a fun spot for it.
So when I lease this apartment, how many gators does it come with? 6? 7?
Yeah. Well, allow me to get Jackson out of his shell here. Jason, did you know that the Australians once lost a war against emus?
No.
Out of all the creatures ever in Australia that we waged war against, emus were the ones that won, sadly.
What does that even mean?
It means they won a war and we don't like to talk about it.
How did they win? What did they do?
Clearly you're not keeping up with podcast episodes. We went deep into the history of the Emu War.
I don't like to talk about it.
Their numbers were too great. Beauty killed the beast.
So wait, they're gone now?
Yeah, the Australians died.
they're all wiped out.
We're on the run. We're always moving. The emus are hunting for us. We're just like roaming bad scavengers.
No home.
We can't venture out into the middle of Australia because they overtook that land, basically. That's their land now. We stick to the coastal regions.
It's like Mad Max, right? That's like a documentary.
That's what it's based on. Just replace all the, you know, the warriors and stuff with emus, and that's basically how it went.
So, Jason, I'll ask you an actual big boy question, like a real topic. So a good handful of your videos kind of have like either points or messages to them, like you did some commentary on reviewers and different gaming practices. How much of that comes from you really wanting to get a message out there, and how much of it is just kind of like you're goofing around and talking about some hot button issues?
Is that deep enough for you, Leah, or should we just fuck off?
And a side question, if you could, if you could answer the side question alongside, how often do you masturbate?
How do you grip it?
In fact, forget the primary question. Just get to the side question.
All right. None. I don't do that.
Okay, if you could answer the first question.
Oh, okay. I'll do the side part too.
All right.
Some of them. Yeah, I do. I do like to put out a message with them. I like to dick around too. Just put out a goofy video, but yeah. Those are probably my favorite ones where I have like a specific thing I want to say. Yeah. It's fun to talk about Armon White. Oop. Make people more aware.
What's Armon White?
What is Armon White?
What?
You guys don't know Armon White?
Sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh villain. Armon.
Oh, is this the guy who has to contradict like every popular opinion in his reviews no matter what?
Well, this is what he does. He goes, you know, on Rotten Tomatoes, he waits for a movie to have like, you know, 300 reviews in. 300 out of 300 of them are like positive. Everybody loves it. Then he comes in. Yeah, this movie is terrible. This is a horrible movie.
So he's and a then contrarian.
Yeah. Pretty much, but his review is just like, it's impenetrable. It's just incomprehensible. Like, he's talking about shit. Like, Toy Story 3, his review is just, like, psychobabble. It's just the craziest shit. It's about, like, how commercialism, Disney is, like, incorporating commercialism and brainwashing people. And it's just the craziest, most crazy reviews. You have to read.
Well, he might be onto something on that one.
Yeah, that's real.
Disney's taken over.
He's taken on Disney.
Well, getting to another important topic.
Well, wait, before we move on, can I read a small excerpt from Armon White's Toy Story 3 review?
I'd be insulted if you didn't, Andrew.
Oh, man. So he says, and I quote, "While Toy Story 3 various hazards and cliffhangers evidence more creativity than typical Pixar product, an Inferno scene was promising, lots of hugs, Canale invites mundane insensitivity, I admit to simply not digging the toys come to life fantasy. I don't babysit children, so I don't have to."
Okay, so that he just doesn't like the toys coming to life.
Yeah, one reason he doesn't like the movie is he's not a babysitter.
I mean, really,
stoic genius.
Fair. Fair enough.
I'm in his corner, though. I didn't, you know, if I was
I'm not a babysitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
have you guys ever seen
Go ahead, Jason.
Man of Steel?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you guys feel about the movie Man of Steel?
I'm not a babysitter, so
I liked Antje Trauer, the lady who played Feora. I thought she was a cutie. Other than that, I don't remember the movie.
When I saw it, I was really overwhelmed, and it took like 3 days to figure out what I had just seen. And then as it sit in, I went, oh, wait, that kind of sucked.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It wasn't some deep
No,
movie.
I'm not saying, no, not things. Positive overwhelmed, you mongoloids. More like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, if you go to Disney World and you're watching the SpongeBob parade, and all of a sudden SpongeBob, his costume lights on fire and he runs off stage.
Three days later, is that part of the show? You came to that conclusion
that's a good
after
analogy.
3 days of contemplation and meditation?
Well, I didn't also think about I don't know. No, okay, 3 days exaggerating.
I'm starting to think it wasn't very good.
No.
Well, Armon White says it's the godfather of superhero movies.
Well, who am I to question Armon White?
You're probably just too dumb to get the movie, really.
Probably. Well, it did take me three days to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know what either of you just said on that.
we said the same thing. It was good.
That's adorable.
He said I'm too dumb to understand it, and I said, it did take me 3 days to figure it out.
I'm glad we recapped the joke. Now I get it.
All right, so let's start over. Everyone, can you back up a page in your scripts that we handed out before the podcast? Take it from that one.
Jason, do you masturbate?
Yeah.
Oh!
You heard Jack it here first.
Going off book.
Sort of the script.
I was going rogue.
out of control. Oh, no, he's in the mic.
Oh God, Leah's taking revenge.
I don't know what to do. We've never had this question answered before. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, we were kidding.
I thought you guys liked that.
I hate masturbation. I'm a man of God.
Yeah, no, it's bad. No. We don't like masturbation. That's why we ask it. If you say yes, you get kicked off. Yeah. This is a podcast of God.
This is going to be a full hour of masturbation.
So you guys. Sorry.
Every conversation is going to end the same way with us asking about masturbation.
I don't
That's
think so.
That's true.
There's nothing else to talk about, Jackson.
This is conception. You are talking to Sir Dunkey here. There is plenty we can talk about. Like, Jason, I know that you enjoy some smaller channels. Is there any that you find particularly fascinating that you'd like to gush about?
Ooh. What's that dude with the box, man?
Armin White.
Ooh, casual gamer Reed.
You know, when we reveal a smaller channel, sometimes they like implode, like that one guy.
Yeah, the little kid.
What was his name?
Gavin,
yeah. I like some video by Gavin. And then all these meme people went on his thing and like were making comments and he took his whole channel down. So,
oh, Christ.
Oh, gotta be careful. Awful.
That's fucked up.
That
have
is
you
fucked
talked
up.
To him yeah. since or did he just disappear?
But Reed is a grown man. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I never talked to him. I just liked his video. He was a little kid and he was like doing a review of Golden Corral, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you don't go to Golden Corral. If you like good food, go to Burger King.
Was he Chinese?
No, he was like...
He was like Southern.
Well, I mean, if he recommends Burger King, maybe his channel deserved to be shut down.
Community guideline strikes all three just for the recommendation.
Crossing the line.
Andrew was it there in the comments fighting the good fight, clearly.
This is my favorite review of all time. It's my favorite
just
review.
Just kill yourself, kid.
Burger King. More like fuck yourself, kid.
And then I put in parentheses, Dunkey sent me.
Lay Dunkey Army.
Lay Dunkey Army XD.
Gavin, if you're listening to this, please come on. We'd like to ask you about masturbation.
I guess that does lead to it.
Oh my god, he's like 7 years old.
Yeah, I've been jerking it since I was four. But the point is, it leads me to an interesting question that I wanted to ask Jason. Because Jason has a bunch of loyal followers that would follow this man into death. And I realize that he can't do a lot of things that a lot of people take for granted. You know, he can't shout out a smaller channel because he'll get attacked. He can't walk outside because he'll get swarmed with wet panties getting thrown at him in every which direction. And I wanted to ask you, Dunkey, is there sometimes you're like, God damn, I would like to say this, but with the people that follow me, it might not go over well. You know, someone might get hurt, you know. Has there ever been an instance like that?
No.
Someone might get hurt.
He says whatever he wants.
Yeah, Charlie, you're implying that he gives a shit about all these consequences.
you made him sound like
I have thought about that, though. Like, yeah. Like, older videos I used to do, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm just putting out, you know, this horrible message. Yeah, I've thought about that, you know, try to actually put out more of who I actually am in real life than this character.
That's completely understandable. So would you say that your Sir Dunkey character is not Sir Jason?
That's the real me.
Which one's Jason? Is Jason or is Sir Dunkey Jason?
Is Jason
Sir Dunkey? Sir Dunkey is the real one. Jason, that's more of a facade.
can we have the real Jason on sometime?
Is he in there?
I'll talk to him.
How many character personalities are in you?
Where's Barry?
This is like Split.
7,000.
Oh, Jesus. Can you give us a random one right now? Just pull one out of your ass? Just no, fire it out.
I'm tired of Hedgewig.
Hey, guys! What's happening?
Whoa, it's Jason with a weird voice.
It's Bill Cosby.
What's he doing out here?
Oh, that's where you've been hiding.
Jason the whole time.
Who is summoned there?
So, new Jason personality, we got a question for you. Do you masturbate?
Oh, yeah!
Of course Bill Cosby masturbates.
Well, no, he gets other people to do it for him.
Isn't he in prison?
I hope.
No, he doesn't get anyone to masturbate for him. It's people unconscious. He just masturbates on them.
Oh,
it's like you don't even keep up with Bill Cosby lore. Do you even watch the anime?
No, I stopped watching after the trial arc. I think it was a little drier compared to the kids.
JoJo's Bizarre Roofie.
I can't read Japanese.
What is hey in Japanese?
Konnichiwa.
Wouldn't Ohio.
It be like, well, no, isn't it like oi? So would like Japanese Fat Albert be like oi, oi, oi?
Isn't that Jewish?
Yeah. But we're talking about Bill Cosby.
No, hang on a minute. You better chastise him now, Andrew. You got mad at me because I always made fun of you for being Jewish. You're not going to say anything
to
me.
That's not what
Jackson
did. It's not even close to what he just did.
It's not like he was being like an asshole about it. Like, yeah, Andrew, isn't that what you Jew people say?
There's a huge difference.
That's never what I did. Most of the time.
Yeah. Dunkey, is there any particular race you don't like?
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, wait, don't say that on the stream. Okay. Don't say that on the stream.
It's not stream, don't worry. We can cut this out if it goes against what race we don't like.
Okay, let's go. Chinese, Mexican, black people, what's the other ones?
Goombas.
Any of the others.
The worst time.
Mole people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, wait, we do have to cut that one out. We have a very high Mole People sponsorship on this stream.
We wouldn't want Blue Apron.
Yeah.
The others can stay, though. That's fine. We'll keep that in. On a more serious topic, though, besides races you'd like to extinguish, Jason, what are some other things that you'd like to bring out on your channel? Because right now, obviously, most of it is centered around video games. Is there other things you'd like to branch out into?
I'd like to do movie ones. That'd be fun, cause I like watching your critical, your moist reviews.
You got that so wrong.
Your critical moist reviews.
If Sir
those are a lot of fun.
If Sir Donkey calls it authentic. that's gonna be the new name. It'll be the critical moist reviews.
Ooh, I like it.
Whatever Sir Donkey calls it, it's gonna be the new name.
Didn't you get in trouble for one of your movie ones, though, right?
All the time, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, so that's the issue about with it.
If we just ignore it, it goes away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's pretty
I've been hesitant because of that kind of shit.
So when you say movies, you mean movie reviews, or do you want to make your own type of movies?
Oh, just movie reviews, yeah. I don't want to make a movie, fuck no.
Jason has written lots of movie reviews.
Really?
He's written hundreds.
Where are these sitting? God.
Yeah, don't look at them.
What?
Wait, are they?
He has a really extensive portfolio.
Are they online or is this like in a diary?
On the movie forums.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
oh my
a little
God.
Easter egg.
Are you Armand White?
Stage name.
This is all just retroactive self-advertisement, isn't it? Yeah, fucking sick bastard.
Put them up.
They're all on armandwhite.com. Check it out sometime.
Does he have his own website?
Probably.
Well, he's on a newspaper or something.
He's on the New York Times, I think.
Newspaper.
Jeez. Yeah, there's an old statement.
Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah. But to bring to the topic with having issues with movie reviews, it seems the only company that really gets up in arms is WWE, because they're the only ones that vehemently keep coming after me.
What?
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
WWE?
Yeah, the WWE, they take Birth of the Dragon very seriously.
As soon as it went up, basically, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what does the WWE have to do with a Bruce Lee movie?
They financed it.
Produced it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Somebody there really liked what they put out, and we're not happy with a 5%.
I didn't know they still did movies.
5%? What did they do?
Honestly, Kaya, it's the worst movie I've seen of 2017, and I've seen a lot of fucking movies this year.
Ooh.
Birth of the Dragon.
Yeah. If you're a Bruce Lee fan, you'll puke. If you're a fan of movies, you'll puke. So it's you're not winning.
If you're a fan of puking, you'll do neither.
Oh, this is the movie you told us about a documentary about Bruce Lee. Is that it?
It wasn't supposed to be a documentary. It was just supposed to be about his fight with Jack Mann. And it turns out it has nothing to do with that fight. Bruce Lee just kind of plays an asshole, and it follows some random Brooklyn kid who falls in love with a waitress.
Baby Driver.
More or less, yeah. It's Baby Driver, but Bruce Lee's there sometimes.
Sounds like a good movie, but yeah, I feel you.
I'd recommend you watch it. Jason, what are since you brought up movies, what is your favorite movie of 2017?
Did you guys see the Tommy Wiseau one? That was pretty good.
Classic, yeah.
And Blade Runner, that was a good one.
Oh, Blade Runner was fantastic.
Also good. How about the opposite end of the spectrum, least favorite?
I don't know. I didn't really see a crappy one this year. Just been seeing, ones that are kind of in the middle.
You're telling me you only go watch good movies? What's wrong with you?
Goodness.
Star Wars was pretty good. That was pretty good.
If Sir Donkey likes it, I like it. Fuck it. Yeah, it was good.
Well, I was watching your review. You said I don't know if you want to put this in a podcast, but you said that one of the most important characters died off screen.
Oh, not
Admiral Akbar.
Yeah, Akbar.
What?
You didn't even know he died.
What do you mean?
Akbar died?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They cut when the explosion hits the bridge of the cruiser and kills Leia for that brief part. He flies out and then shortly after they go, "Well, Admiral Akbar's gone."
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's it.
Wow.
You just proved that point 10 times over.
Yeah, the movie went by really fast. The movie, the pacing was just so fast. I couldn't tell what was happening.
I'm sorry we had to deliver the bad news to you
guys. He's gone.
What the hell?
Are you okay?
It's Jason's favorite character.
I didn't want to be the one to tell you Santa Claus isn't real, Christ.
Oh, maybe we should back up a bit. Spoilers if you haven't seen the last.
It's really not even important. It's really not even important to the movie at all.
By this point, it'll be out of theaters when this goes up. So who cares?
No, this is going up next week. This movie's going to be in the theaters for the next 3 months.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that just helped really prove my point. Nothing really had a whole lot of weight in the movie.
How is it doing in the box office?
They put the weight in the wrong areas.
I haven't seen it yet, but people
are all kind of polished.
The casino world was such a waste of time. I fucking hate that place.
Brings me to my next question. You a big gambler, Jason?
How much have you lost over the years?
Yeah.
I've never been to Vegas or a casino in my whole life.
Oh,
really?
Should we talk about our rock... what is it? What the fuck is it? Hard Rock?
Yeah, Hard
Story,
Rock.
Charlie? Oh, Kyle left.
Kyle's left the call.
He wants no part of
gambling.
He
didn't like the spoiler. He didn't like the spoilers. He was playing the same style.
He's fine for masturbation, but, gambling? Too far. Should we give him a few minutes, or...?
It's fine. Let it roll. No, I don't know what you're going to talk about at Hard Rock.
Well, I mean, the Hard Rock was just... It was just an interesting experience, because we went to the Hard Rock thinking it was going to be, this fun gambling... fun night of debauchery and yay, win money, but it was just the most miserable place. Everyone looked horrifically upset and just dark and gloomy and oddly quiet. It was
how many alligators were there?
Only four, which is a record low for Florida.
Jesus.
I mean, casinos are what you make of them. If you go there with the intention of spending money and having a good time, getting some drinks and stuff, it can be fun. Well, no, I didn't get any drinks. Neither did you. What are you talking about? Don't try and act cool in front of Sir Donkey.
Why didn't
you
didn't get any drinks?
You didn't have a single fucking sip of alcohol.
Why didn't we get any drinks?
Well, I don't remember why, but...
Yeah. You went to a casino and you didn't drink?
Look, yeah. Charlie, all I know is that when we left, I walked away having won $25 and you lost $50.
Yeah, I did.
Damn.
You've got a problem, Charlie.
Well, I rarely go, but I've been to a casino before. The last time I went... was a lot more fun, but I was also coked out of my mind, and I don't know how much money I blew it.
What?
You were back up. What?
This took a turn.
Wait, you were on coke?
Do you know what coked out means?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then, but it was a lot more fun, and it was a lot less.
Well, because you were on coke.
What is happening right now? Jesus. I didn't know you did hard drugs.
Is this an intervention?
No, that was my help? That was only my 20th, 30th, 50th time doing it. It wasn't bad, so it was still when I was an amateur. But it was a lot more fun.
You can handle it a lot better now.
Yeah,
I
you
can't
see
tell
me
if you're kidding.
It's a champ.
No, I am kidding. I've only done it
like 12
Jason,
or 13.
Jason, what hard drugs do you do?
Heroin, crack.
It's disgusting.
A few morphine, Do the
Jason is completely clean.
Ew.
He's good. Never done a single drug.
Boo.
Really? Not even the marijuana?
Devil's lettuce.
No. I didn't even smoke a cigarette.
Well, cigarettes are fucking
yeah,
yucky,
that I
man.
Can rally behind.
Yeah, yucky.
Also, just to clear my name before it starts to spread that I'm some type of secret druggie, it was only my second time doing coke.
Second, huh?
Okay.
You liked it enough the first time.
Yeah, Charlie,
so you went back for more.
Tell us more of this tale of you doing coke and going to the casino. This sounds like a wonderful night.
If I could remember more of it, I'd be sure to tell you.
I used to respect you.
Did you win money?
Yeah, it was... I was just saying, it's what you make of it. That was the point I was trying to make. I didn't want this to turn into some type of intervention.
So, if you
what about you, Leia? How many drugs have you done? Or
how good is your coke?
I used to smoke weed in high school, but I've been on the straight and narrow since then.
All That's right, and while you were on That's the straight and narrow, which drugs did you do?
Jason keeps me in check. He's not down with that kind of thing, you know?
So wait, you're saying if Jason's gone, you're just going to go straight to like heroin? Get all the coke that you can find.
Her anchor's gone now.
Jason, if you ever fucking leave me, I'm going to dime bag like no tomorrow.
Doing rails in the bathroom.
He texts her and he's going to be home late and she's like, all right, break out the powder. Can't take it.
Nah, you know, we have a glass of wine together. We have a good time.
Well, yeah, alcohol's not really a drug.
Yeah. Well, it is a drug, well, technically.
I guess.
You guys sound like a wholesome Mormon couple. It's like, yeah, occasionally we stay up past 9:30. Don't tell the neighbors.
Past our bedtime.
Oh, shit. Well, we gotta go to bed, guys. So it's been great.
Damn it, Andrew.
Fuck.
You blew it.
Once a month, we watch an R-rated movie.
I have to close my eyes during the violent parts, though.
Leave the lights on when we go to bed.
We make sure to pray before and after we watch it.
Fast forward to kissing.
We only watch the edited for TV versions.
With all the gay characters removed.
What?
Oh, you guys
now we don't like gay people?
Oh, that's he's talking about the I don't know if you guys keep up with the internet drama, but some father edited all of the new Star Trek season so there were no gay characters in it.
That's hilarious.
Oh,
that's
my
what his
gosh.
Son wanted. He's a good parent.
That was his Christmas gift.
But it was some guy who, according to him, his children just wouldn't watch it with the gay characters in it. His kids for some reason believed that it was wrong. So he had to do a fan
for some
edit
reason.
Of the new show. What's it called? Star Trek Discovery? Something like that, right?
He edited the whole...
He made his own version.
A whole series
more,
of TV. He edited like a whole season of it?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He did a painstaking fan edit of the whole thing where he made it more... In his own words, more vague. He said he didn't remove the gay characters. He just left it up to interpretation.
It was a creative decision.
That's pretty artistic.
Wow.
I mean, in real life, you can never know.
What a brave
who's
man.
Gay.
Yeah. I like to think all of us are gay. It just makes sense.
Hashtag
easier.
Me too.
Hashtag I'm gay. So, speaking of hardcore drugs, Dunkey, Jason, do you ever miss League of Legends?
I don't know.
In like any,
I miss playing any with my friends. I miss playing with friends. You know, it's a good game to play with your friends.
I feel like it's a bad game to play with your friends.
Yeah, that's that too.
Well, glad we got that.
Schrodinger's game.
It's good. You can have five people, you know. Some games you can't, like, what was that, Star Wars Battlefront 2? You couldn't even, like, invite a friend to play with you.
Which one?
The new one, Star Wars Battlefront 2. I heard like you couldn't invite friends or something.
I didn't have that experience. I could invite friends.
Stop shilling for Star Wars.
Well, I don't know. It's a bad game. Don't get me wrong. It's awful, but I could invite friends.
Yeah, but stop.
All right.
Show them how awful it is.
Well, maybe the first one you couldn't. You know, I feel like that's something EA would leave out. just inviting friends.
What's the purpose of that? That doesn't make them money unless they like sell it as an addition.
I don't know.
You can play with friends if you buy the friend pass.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine if inviting friends was a microtransaction. Pay us like $2.99 in Starbucks and you can party up with a friend for this game session.
Oh god, that is going to happen, surely.
It will be.
Jesus. If net neutrality gets revealed,
Earth will tilt out of orbit.
Agent Pi is coming for all of us.
With his 64-ounce Reese's mug.
Since we just brought up video games again and scummy practices, I'm sure you're aware of the Activision patent that they recently did.
Matchmaking?
Yeah, the matchmaking. Do you know about that, Jason?
Where it matches you. It matches, like, the shitty player up against the dude who, like, bought guns.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
What's about? I don't know about it. Tell me.
It's bleeding-edge technology, Kai. I don't think you'd understand it.
They're trying to patent the use of, like, matchmaking algorithm or some shit that'll match like new players against people who purchased like weapons.
It's like psychological warfare. They're trying
to try and pressure them into buying.
Yeah, so they have no chance against the big people. Also, pardon the noise. Jackson's closing his meat cellar.
I think he fell down. Jackson's the resident noise artist. He's like the upstairs neighbors in the apartments. He's always got some type of new way of making a lot of loud, obnoxious noise. It's great. You got a small snippet of it there, and now he's disappeared to go take care of whatever infestation he's unleashed.
He's bringing in the elephants.
But, I mean, that brings me to my next topic, Jason. You like the food reviewer, huh?
Food reviewer?
So woefully unprepared.
Yeah, he came back. That? He came back.
I
think he's gone now.
Is he still gone now? Every time he promises to come back, like once he gets in his schedule, he's like, yeah, I have all these big plans, and then he disappears again.
That's the telegrapher. He's gone.
No one knows like, the food reviewer.
I'm back in the action. I got big things lined up, you know. Boom, next week I'm going to put out 7 videos, and then he's, boom, gone for like 2 years.
Oh, I'm actually friends with the food reviewer on Steam. We go way back. I used to plan his Minecraft server.
Ooh. Didn't he kick you out?
He kicked me off. It was only him then. And one other guy, and he kicked me off.
Ooh.
This is my server.
Yeah, I'm in control.
He said if you were a girl on the server, you could only stay if you're blonde and you have big boobs.
help cue in the viewers at home who are extremely confused. Who is this person?
The food reviewer.
Food reviewer, you know, one of the most prestigious YouTube channels out there. Similar to, you know, that review of the week who goes around, he eats like the new Taco Bell taco.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like that. Okay. But sometimes he makes food.
Those are his best videos.
And he's into big blonde boobs. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was that 5 was years
that
ago.
That was a phase.
Now he likes trains.
Trains?
Yeah.
Fuck women. I'm all aboard the 812 Express.
If you're not a train, get off my server.
Woo woo, motherfuckers. Next stop, loneliness.
Choo choo.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
I wish I could summarize my life with such a like baseless ideal like that. Like, yeah, I stopped talking to all women so I could focus more on trains. I've always wished I could just do that.
You can do that.
Let me
know. What do you... That's a good question. Jason, what do you think would be a passion strong enough that you would just give up what you're doing now entirely for it? Like, you have to shut down your channel, never do any streams again, ever.
And women.
But you become... Yeah, leave your girlfriend. Anything else of passion. But it's like a... yeah. Something you would strive for.
Well, probably not trains. I mean, that's kind of childish. Probably semi-trucks. I'm playing the truck simulator.
Ooh, like,
I'd probably really get into that.
I can't say I don't respect that. Unfortunately, Tesla's taking that away from you very soon, Jason.
Well, he can get a Tesla truck and sit in it.
Yeah. All the fun of owning a truck without the fun of driving it.
Just sit in it.
At that point, it's just more of a universal ride than anything.
Can they not get the trucks to go on electricity or something?
They're self-driving.
Elon Musk. I don't know how it works.
Self-driving?
Why do you keep saying Elon?
It's Elon Musk.
Why do I keep saying Elon? I don't know. I fucking don't know. I said benighted earlier. I'm all over the place.
It's the coke, man. It's fucking with you.
It's getting to me. I'm sorry. You're right.
Putting holes in your brain.
It's old school drug propaganda now. It's killing your brain cells.
It's stealing your lunch money. It's fucking your girlfriend.
Didn't you ever see that video in high school with Linkin Park? And the kid does coke and it starts playing Linkin Park.
I can't say I've seen that.
Came so far and lost it all. And they tell a story about some kid who got addicted to drugs.
That would make me want to do drugs more. Those things never work.
Never.
That's a terrible idea. Kids love Linkin Park. It's horrible. Right. Like, oh, if you do drugs, you're going to hear this awesome music that you love and you're going to feel great.
Yeah, you ever... I don't know. I think advertising like that definitely has the wrong impact. Like all those anti-smoking ads. Like a lot of them, I'm like, that looks fucking cool as hell.
Smoking's just gross, though.
It is, but like, smoking's also really cool, Jackson. Let's not mince words.
Only for a
little
while.
It depends. It's one of those things that's only cool when handsome people do it.
Yeah, when it's stylized. You're
like watching Mad Men, you're watching Don Draper smoke. You're like, oh yeah, I want to smoke. I want to cheat on my wife, but it doesn't it doesn't work that way when you have my face. It just I'm not John Hamm.
I think you're better than John Hamm, Kaya.
Oh, thank you for lying to my face like that.
Anytime,
you snake.
So well, that Jason, brings me...
You were louder, Charlie.
All right. So, Jason, you do some odd streaming on Twitch every now and then. It's not something you do, you know, super frequently. But are you satisfied with Twitch as a platform, as a company? Do you like what it's become? How do you feel about Twitch?
That's all right. I did get in trouble a couple of times. They said I can't do prank calls.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'll get kicked off.
Really?
Did you tell them you're Sir Donkey?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
It holds no weight in Twitch.
They didn't care.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm actually curious. Why do they not allow prank calls?
I don't know. They don't allow... You can't do nothing. You can't do prank calls.
It's not gaming related.
I mean, I assume you didn't just, like, reveal the phone numbers on stream or anything, right?
I don't think so.
That's weird.
You can't stream the new Star Wars. You can't watch it on stream. Watch the new Star Wars film.
Well, I should hope so. That's not that weird.
Can't do anything, really.
There are policies on copyright that were the most vague shit on earth. I emailed them a couple days ago because I wanted to know if you could like stream public domain movies. Like, just no copyright, nothing.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. And I mailed their legal team. They have, like, a legal email. And I was like, hey, I want to show a public domain movie and talk over it. Is that cool? And all they said was, like, they gave me a 3-paragraph summation of, like, it's up to you, the streamer, to know your responsibilities of what is copyright protector and what
just
isn't.
Just say yes or no.
You follow these guidelines and, you know, it is not our call to tell you what is, like, it's like, I just want a yes or no. Like, I wasn't sure.
It's not our call, but when you do it, they'll ban you.
That's exactly the problem. Like, so public domain to me means no copyright, so it's fine. But if they ban me for it, it's like, well, what the fuck was I supposed to, how was I supposed to know?
Well, that's the thing that big tech companies do, though. It's on purpose. It's they want to do this, where they keep their laws and rules as vague and loose as possible.
Yeah.
So when they have to apply them, they can apply them after, you know, they take into account their own politics and opinions.
Yeah, I mean,
so if you say something,
we got the rule.
I don't like the titty
screen. Don't do anything bad. The rule's there, so he did something bad.
I mean,
so,
they put you in a room with a box, and they tell you to reach your hand in, and it may or may not have scorpions in it. And when you're like, does the box have scorpions? They go, you know, it probably doesn't, but it could. And then when you get stung, they're like, it's your fault. You fucking put your hand in there, even
you
though
just
we told you to.
Schrodinger's cat. That's just the principle of Schrodinger's cat.
But the Schrodinger's cat doesn't have scorpions.
That's not at all.
Yeah. Also,
yeah,
Jackson, that is not...
the cat doesn't attack you.
Well,
yeah,
no, that's the principle of uncertainty. I'm talking about the idea of authority.
The
And that concludes today's lesson.
Jackson, that would imply that Twitch also doesn't know, which isn't just, it's not true.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Do you keep up with internet drama at all, Jason?
No.
Don't even say yes. He's the least interested in any drama.
That's not true. I know the latest drama.
What's new? What? Give me the lowdown.
Remember that that guy on YouTube, his kids?
Oh, Daddy05?
Yeah, that's the latest thing, right?
Oh, that was a wild.
Damn that dude, man. I can't believe this shit.
Pretty sure his kids graduated college last year.
Really?
What is the latest drama these days?
Jason, disinterested in drama.
I think that's a good
thing. I try to tell him about some stuff, and he's just like, oh, that's cool.
It's addicting, at least in my experience. I find it just so interesting and fun to watch from a distance and see things unfold. I find...
It's the same reason as to why reality TV shows are so popular.
But it's not really... It's a lot easier to tell. Well, not easier. Everyone knows reality TV shows are fake. Mm. But on the internet, you can tell what's fake and avoid that. But there's like actual petty squabbles where there's some man children getting upset about some petty
stuff. It's hammed up online as well.
Oh,
well,
absolutely.
They're getting attention.
But it's fun to watch from a distance. It's like the WWE when they're not taking down my videos. It's fun to watch.
Well, but you say that, that's sort of not true with the from the distance part. Sometimes you and I, we always talk about how we wish some big YouTuber would talk shit about us for the views.
Well, that's more just as a joke. Like,
Gosh, is this true?
Yeah, that's scummy, Charlie.
No, for the podcast.
For the views.
For the fucking podcast. Yeah. It's a joke.
Jason, Jesus. This is for the fun.
Charlie, when are you going to tell Jason about the disc video that you made of him? Where you just lambast him for a solid hour and everything he's ever done.
Is that why you invited him on?
Just to insult him to his face. That's why I brought him here. It's coming, Jason. Okay. There will be no retaliation, I swear to God.
I'm ready.
Ruthless.
He's so unfazed. I'm ready. Yeah. Whatever. My career could go down instantly, but I'm ready.
Charlie would have any dent in that.
We have like, that power, yeah.
Shut up. I want to impress our new friend.
You don't want to fuck with Charlie. His diss tracks will take you down.
The man can take a tube up the penis. Think what it'll do with you.
Ugh.
Oh, I did see... remember the dude? He made a diss track about Ethan. Remember that one?
Oh.
Ethan, you gotta stop eating snacks.
Oh yeah, we watched that at his house.
He sounds like a nagging grandmother.
Was it Rice Gum? Was that what you were referring to?
Is that who it was?
Yeah, Rice Gum.
Yeah, he got at him hard, man, with that line.
He came in fast and furious.
Ethan, you gotta stop having snacks.
You're getting too fat.
That was the exact delivery. It was a rap song. That was my delivery was 100% correct to the song. It's a hard ass beat. It's like boom, 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 boom. Ethan, you gotta stop having snacks.
Please start eating healthy. An apple a day, please, Ethan.
Well, I guess he does.
Yikes! The call out was too hard.
Wow.
Is Ethan okay? Like, is his channel still up?
I don't know.
That's a little much.
I think it got taken down after that.
Probably. YouTube was like, I'm sorry, after that burn, we cannot have you on this website anymore.
If you want to defend yourself, Ethan, we can give you a platform.
We're the only
forget about your own podcast.
We're the only bastion left here.
Good God.
Well, Donkey, so since Leah had kind of gave you the lowdown on what to expect when coming on, and unfortunately she was 100% true to form here and hit the nail on the head.
No, I'm sorry.
What did you expect coming into this Thunderdome, Jason?
I thought I was going to get yelled at.
What, did we bring you in here to scold
you? By us
or
Leah?
I was going to get hit.
Is this a cry for help? What is Leah doing?
This is not a torture dungeon.
Okay, that's better than what I envisioned.
That's good. He's been expecting it for the last 50 minutes, just waiting tensed up.
This is fun, though. This is fun.
I guess that's a glowing endorsement we can put on the back of the Blu-ray box for the first season. It's better than torture.
Title of the video, This is Fun.
I swear I'm having a great time.
game.
Well, at least you know we haven't paid you off to say that because we have no money.
That's true. We're way too broke for that.
What? Oh, I take that back. This is stupid.
We've already got it on the beep. We've already got
Unless you guys know.
Andrew's typically got a ton of humdingers here. I think, Sir Dunkey, you've kind of flustered him. Andrew, what's cooking on your noggin over there?
About what?
That's what I like to hear. So, Jason,
he doesn't even know he's on a podcast anymore.
I was going to ask
good questions. Yeah, but no.
I was going to ask about what's the public domain. Are there actually any good movies in the public domain?
The original Night of the Living Dead is perfectly public domain.
Oh wow!
Because back in the 70s. Copyright law was a bit different than it is now, and they fucked up in the credits of the movie, and through like some technicalities, that movie is now 100% public domain.
That's how it's determined by the end credits?
I think so. Back when movies were still kind of an up and coming thing, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna double check, but I swear to God, Night of the Living Dead or some like really classic horror movie is completely public domain.
That's it. That's the only one.
What about Abraxas?
Huh? Abraxas. Abraxas? Oh, yeah.
That might be.
Is that?
What's Abraxas?
I like to imagine the only movie that's public domain is Living Dead because they fucked up.
Usually I think public domain, I think like the free ones on YouTube that nobody will bother to take down because it's such a piece of shit.
Those are my favorite.
Like some Indian, like a 3-hour Indian movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are great.
It's like the crazy-ass special effects.
Do you ever watch any of those, Jason?
Like the Rhapsody Street Kids.
Oh, Rhapsodies Believe in Santa.
Oh,
I was the one who found that. I brought that to the mainstream.
You did? I totally saw it on your Twitter, I bet.
God, I love Rhapsodies. But do you ever watch anything like that, Jason or Leah? Do you guys ever just gather around and watch something by Cunt Tolgar on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Charlie, they are amateurs. How would they know?
She made me watch the one, Abraxas.
What Abraxas the fucking dishwasher?
Guardian
washing
of the
soap?
Universe. He's Jesse Ventura.
I think he's the Terminator.
No.
It's a low-rate Terminator
movie. Oh, wait. And is that movie where it's like a ripoff of Terminator and it's Jesse Ventura and during the movie?
And he's like, it's the Culminator.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Tommy, run!
That's the main
quote.
What is this called? Abraxas?
Abraxas, Guardian of the Universe.
Holy shit, Guardian of the Universe? They were just walking around behind trees and shit the whole movie. They were just in the forest.
With, like,
it's supposed to be a sci-fi
on.
Movie? They were just like, they shot that whole thing in a forest. It's like a lower budget than fucking Blair Witch.
You guys and us, we should do some sort of a Marvel Avengers get together and watch the shittiest movie together.
Ooh, I'd be down.
Five or six of us, because Charlie and I were big time into that. We tried the Finnish Hobbit. You guys hear of that?
No.
Hobbit?
Yeah, it's Hobbit-ed. On YouTube too.
What is that?
It's older than like the Lord Hobbit? Of the Rings movies, but it's basically just the Hobbit as the Finnish people made the movie 20 or so years ago.
Oh, man.
Oh,
is it worse than the real Hobbit movie?
It's worse than snuff films.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking see anything. Occasionally I get a glimpse of this like greasy goblin in a cave that I'm guessing is Schmeagle.
I wouldn't see a greasy
goblin. They just didn't turn the
goblin?
Light on for the whole movie.
It's the darkest movie I've ever seen in my fucking life. Apparently there was something there according to Kaya, but I couldn't see it on my computer at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good movie. We like to watch those.
What Cunt Tolgar makes some good ones. Kai and I have watched quite a few of Cunt Tolgar's movies.
Cunt I haven't Tolgar. Heard
of Cunt.
It's
no.
Turkish, it's K-U-N-T. Mm-hmm. So what he does is he takes popular American franchises and he Turkishizes them, I guess. I don't know. He makes them Turkish. Mm-hmm. This is the point. Like, he has Turkish Star Wars, Turkish Spider-Man, Turkish Captain America.
I did see Turkish
Star Wars.
Yeah, that was a great film.
You saw Turkish Star Wars?
Yeah,
they kept fucking playing the Indiana Jones music like the first 3 seconds of it like 100 times in a row.
Yeah, that's Cunt Tolgar.
It was just kept playing over. I think that dude, like, they had like 6 machines with the Indiana Jones just the first 10 seconds of that theme, and they kept pressing the button.
Now,
like, every scene nonstop. They just kept turning
now,
it on.
Is that better than his amazing classic, The Return of Superman, which features the plot, and I quote, born out of a Christmas ornament-filled heaven, Turkish Superman fights the mob to save the day.
Kind of, I've seen that.
Ooh, how was it?
It's true, he does fight the mob. He just fights the mafia. It's not even some
Why
supernatural entity. He just fights the low-life crime syndicate in his local neighborhood.
It's a space alien. Comes down and stops the fucking local hoodlums.
I prefer Turkish Star Wars. Yeah. You'd like Turkish Star Wars, Jackson. It's right up your alley as a Star Wars fan.
Does Admiral Akbar die?
I don't even think he knew who Admiral Akbar was.
Yeah, no. There's just a bunch of cavemen and mummies for some reason.
Is there any reference to Star Wars other than John Williams' music from fucking Indiana Jones?
Yes, actually. One of the mummies drinks blood using a silly straw. That's out of Star Wars, right?
Yeah. Episode 6.
A New Hope.
It's what the Emperor does.
Mummies drink blood?
With a straw. With
how
a silly
they stay
straw.
Young. It's how you get the powers of the Force. You need the silly straw.
I like Turkish this. People are born.
I like this tangent. It makes me really want to watch more Cunt Tolgar.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
Yeah.
Tunk?
Cunt.
How are you going to forget a name like Cunt?
Is it? Oh, it's with a K.
Yes. Is that normal in Turkey? Cunt?
Yeah, there's a lot of cunts over there.
It doesn't have Star Wars listed on the movies.
Yeah, his IMDb is pretty sparse.
It's called Turkish Star Wars.
It doesn't.
I wasn't expecting to see the authentic Star Wars under his list. I just mean I can't see the fake
Oh
one.
My god, are you stupid? It's called Dunyahi Katarin Adam, or The Man Who Saves the World.
Yeah.
Duh.
Sorry.
Did they not get the real Star Wars there?
I guess they couldn't license it for their knockoff shit.
Like, he just fucking, like, they were about to show the thing, and he just swapped it out with that shit.
This is amazing. I've never once read a plot summary that just likened the plot to other movies. So, from Turkish Star Wars, he tried to defeat Earth, but was always repelled by a shield of concentrated human brain molecules, which looks like the Death Star from Star Wars. Literally, their own movie summary has, like, references to Star Wars 4 different times.
It says, although the movie borrows some background footage from Star Wars, the plot is unrelated.
I guess that's true.
Yeah,
at
I'll
some point during
much.
The movie, the Death Star blows up, but you don't know why.
It does?
Most of the movie takes place in caves with mummies and some...
Yeah, that's how I remembered. It was like fucking Vikings and sand. Yeah.
This movie looks badass.
It was great. That was
Charlie,
one of my
do
favorites.
You remember the first Turkish animated movie that we watched? It was like Star Force 1488 or something like that.
Yeah, it was the one I recommended. It was...
What was it called?
It was something over the top. It was like Danger Force in Space Turbo Mode.
Yeah. It was also good.
Well, but we should change topic, though. I mean, we could go on for hours on this one, but let's get to something more relevant to Sir Dunkey since we don't want to blow this opportunity. So, Sir Dunkey, when it comes to making video game-centered content, a lot of people just kind of fade into, like, Let's Plays or anything like that, but, you know... You like making that kind of, you know, video game stuff? You like that?
What was your question?
What was the question?
You need to lay off the coke, dude.
I like video games.
Yeah, you a fan?
I mean, I'm not getting sick of it. There's so much crazy shit now coming out, man. It's like an explosion of shit, you know, so many indie guys coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
The indie games are getting crazy.
Did that answer your question, Charlie?
I didn't have a question, really.
Is there anything kind of underground or lesser known that you want to maybe bring up on the podcast as a like first reveal of something you're into, maybe a game or a movie or TV show or something that you haven't really talked about that you've gotten into recently?
I like how we keep asking him to bring up things by name, even though he told us the one time he did that, the kid got harassed and deleted his channel.
Well, I mean, the podcast is perfect,
that was
though.
An isolated incident, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the podcast is perfect because no one's going to watch it.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you have that kid's home address?
it's a safe spot.
Yeah, follow-up question, Jason. What's your social security number?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
3, 4, 2.
Hey.
7, 2, 9.
That's Leah's security number.
8, 7, 6, 2.
Ooh.
She's smothering him. She's choking him out.
Smothering him. No, what's your secret game?
The secret game?
Secret game.
What's the secret game with Dunkey?
Yeah. I'm always hiding those for like a video.
Oh. No, come on. Give us
Super
one.
Hat. I'll give you Super Hat. Did you guys play that yet?
Yeah, Super Hat's really good.
Yeah. I just beat that one.
How'd you like it?
That was pretty awesome. It was like a video game version of Videodrome.
Did you play it on a VR or on like PC?
No, I just played it normal.
Because with on the VR version, so you have the two guns in your hands, and since you know you can't really with the controllers do certain things, you block bullets with the guns in your hands.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's really cool looking. You should give it a shot if you have any of those setups.
Which VR do you have?
I've only seen footage of it. I want to get it though.
Well, what the heck?
I know, I'm a fraud and a con man. What can I say?
You nailed him.
If you push him for any kind of these like answers, he usually just buckles anyway.
It'll change his mind sometimes. Oh yeah, I guess Magic the Gathering isn't for real men.
That's the manliest thing I do, Charlie.
Oh, we like Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
It's 3v3.
See, they understand.
We don't know the rules, though. We play, and our friend Wawa knows every rule. It's fun to play with him, but if me and Leah play, we'll get confused.
Would you say Magic's the most intensive testosterone-filled game to exist?
Yeah, it's high intensity. No wimps out here.
Ask Andrew his favorite card.
I'm not doing that.
What's your favorite card?
No, I'm not doing that.
What's your favorite card, Andrew?
He's trying to make it seem like my favorite card matters.
What's your favorite card, Andrew?
He always talks about it.
Yeah.
Is it Fog?
Because I've been asked that exact question 3 separate times. That's like me going, oh, Jackson, tell me how you like Star Wars. And then I immediately followed up with, oh, he's always talking about Star Wars.
Is it a squirrel card?
It's a mystic owl.
Wow, he named it on the first guest.
It's just kind of become a running gag because when Andrew first brought up going to a Magic tournament, he labeled it as like a high testosterone event. And it's just kind of become a running joke.
We've been to Magic tournaments.
Well,
I like card games. It's just a way.
Out of context,
it gets intense, man.
Out of context, it sounds like I'm being a stupid idiot. The idea is I was trying to get the point across that Magic is a very male-dominated game.
It is.
Yeah. Like, literally, if you go to a big event, I would say, no exaggeration, for every 100 guys, there's one woman.
I don't know.
That's being generous.
Yeah.
But then Peef Spogdar over here ran with it as a declaration of Magic is the manliest thing you can do.
Jason and Lee, I urge you to go back through the podcast lore and revisit some of the older episodes. When he brings it up, and we're talking about what he did in his vacation, he brought up Magic. He said almost verbatim, yeah, there was a lot of testosterone. As if, and when you hear that, you immediately think of something like Triple X, like entering the Xander zone. Yeah.
Which tournament was this?
I mean, I don't know, just a local thing in...
He's so sort of defeated now.
Come on, we're interested.
I don't know.
Well,
tournament.
I just go to the big game sponsored tournaments. They don't have names. It's just like, hey, Magic Orlando. Or
it's
whatever.
Underground. You get a note in your mailbox and you know to go.
Yeah, you have to be chosen.
You get a tape that self destructs.
He has a secret knock.
Was that the Magic knock?
You've got to defeat the 5 warlords of the region. Your prize in blood.
Jim Batch has to show it to the bouncer.
Andrew's quiet. I think we've pushed it too far.
I don't know what to say.
I got a pretty good Magic story.
Oh, please, by all means.
Me and my friends used to go down to their, down to the video store or whatever, and they'd play a bunch of kids playing Magic. and some dude, he pulled out some, it might have been Yu-Gi-Oh, actually. He pulled out this mouse fucker card, and then for some reason, my friend just was flipping him off for like 2 hours. And then his mom, my friend's mom walked in. He's just, his hand is just stuck up there. He's holding his middle finger up at this guy. And the other guy's just laughing. And then, I mean, we're pretty young at this point. So his mom walks in. And then I'm like, oh, dude, your mom's here. He's like, yeah. And he's holding his middle finger up. And his mom is just, his mom comes in and sees him flipping this older guy off. And she just smacks him on the back of the head. He's busted. He got busted, man.
So much testosterone.
That's exactly. Testosterone in that environment.
Yeah. The mothers slash women have more testosterone. They're the ones that come in and beating people up.
Yeah. It was that. It was that fucking magic aggression. She saw the card game. Was like, oh fuck no, it's on. Knew she had to prove herself. Has to stand up to all that testosterone.
Yeah, we may have done away with actual hand-to-hand gladiator matches, but now we do it in Magic card gathering.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lose my son to this game, too.
To the Shadow Realm.
His father died in a magic accident. I may not have been able to save him, but I can avenge him.
I love how all the stuff that you're saying actually, literally, no exaggeration, happens in Yu-Gi-Oh!, which is the game Charlie likes.
Oh, I love Yu-Gi-Oh!
I love Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is not for
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Pussies.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is for men.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Has the craziest fucking rules ever.
Oh, it's a terrible game.
There's no consistency in the rules. Like, every match of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is just someone else's has a different interpretation of the rules.
That's because it's for thinking men. They don't have to have their rules laid out like magic.
Yeah, they didn't put rules in the game and went, let the people think and figure it out for themselves.
Think about it. What do you think that card does?
Yeah, what does that card do for you? What do you think
it's a card game for the people. I like choices.
Yeah, it's like
well, if you like choices, don't play Yu-Gi-Oh! Because you never get to play.
Magic just holds your hand. It's so, like, curated. Every match is the same.
I remember in Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, you would call, like, a judge over, and it would be, like, a 16-year-old kid, and whoever that kid liked more, the rule just went that way.
Exactly! It's fun. You make friends that way.
Lifelong allegiance is formed.
It's a competition of respect. I like that more than like magic, where it's just crying.
An ass crack. I like card games though a lot. There's not like a card game I've come across where I was like, yeah, this kind of fucking sucks. I've liked them all to some degree.
What about Uno?
What's Uno?
You mean Uno? You weirdo.
Uno, whatever. Uno. Whatever. They're the same things.
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah, Uno's really cool.
Like Uno sucks, but Uno is top dollar. A+.
Wait, which one's the right one now? I'm confused.
It's Uno. There's no Uno.
Uno.
Here's a little embarrassing confession, though. So I didn't know what I wanted for Christmas this year. I never really do, but I at least wanted some things under the tree. So I bought like $100 worth of Yu-Gi-Oh card packs and wrapped them
for yourself. What? You buy your own presents and wrap them up?
No, but I did this year because I wanted stuff under the tree, so I bought a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh! Card packs.
Well, that was sad.
That's incredibly sad.
That's a real sad thing
Jesus
to say.
Jesus Christ, and you make fun of me playing Magic.
I didn't say I was full of testosterone, more just, you know, sad.
Did you pull anything good?
What are you going to do? Unwrap them in your cold, dark room and go, yay, thanks, me!
So, wait, Jason, what did you say? Jason said something.
Did you get any good cards?
I didn't open them. I didn't wrap the cards individually. It's the whole pack.
Wait, you bought 100 of them?
No. $100 worth of Walmart.
Oh, 100. Yeah, you didn't get anything.
What a shame! And I was looking forward to playing it.
Six ruined.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh was Magic is the one where you're guaranteed a rare. Pokemon is the fucker one. Pokemon, you can get a pack and get just nothing. You get like
so
all
expensive.
Commons.
Pokemon's a scam. I don't like Pokemon.
Yeah.
You get like you can open it up and you get all energies or some shit.
What the fuck am I meant to do with that?
Pokemon's also a shitty card game now as well.
It was such a bad game.
It was bad.
It's full of estrogen.
And it never got good.
Any of you ever tried the Digimon card game?
I did.
That exists?
I did. I had those.
It was also bad.
I didn't play it.
Are there enough creatures in Digimon for there to be?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. Are you telling me, Jackson, you've never heard of the Platinum Suckamon, the best Digimon ever?
Suckamon?
Yeah.
Suckamon.
Do you know what Platinum Suckamon is? It is a silver pile of shit. Nothing of what I said is a joke.
I think it's pronounced like Suka or something.
S-U-K-A Mon.
Yeah. Oh wow, it is a little turd.
Yeah, it's a silver pile of shit.
But it's got spooky hands and a pink thing on the back. What the hell?
Well, like
this?
I said, it's a normal pile of shit.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. Platinum Sucker. Oh,
was he not in the anime too?
He was. He was a comic relief character, if I remember right.
Yeah. Oh, like Wubba Fett.
So wait, Charlie, you're telling me that the main antagonist wasn't the glowing pile of shit?
It wasn't written very well. I would have made it the main
antagonist.
But
yeah, I played that game, Charlie. It was fun. But
I didn't know how to play it. I just really liked the cards. You like anime, Jason?
I like the Digimon movie, the first one.
That was good. Yeah.
Remember that? That was like two movies. They had a first movie, and I think it was like 30 minutes long. They're like, fuck, that's not how long movies are. And then they had to clip in like another 40 minutes.
It was like two movies in one.
I would love to have a room of executives, and the credits start rolling. One of them just stands up and goes, guys, that's not how long movies are.
How do you not know how long a movie
is? That's not how long movies are. Fuck, that's not how long movies are, guys. What do we do?
Just take some
footage
from the...
I don't know how you could fuck that up.
Fucking dump some footage from the show.
You could go in there and think 30 minutes. Like, you've got to make the script and stuff. You'd have to plan for, like, a runtime.
Not necessarily.
I mean, also, Jackson, you got to remember translating script to image time is kind of really iffy to get right.
Yeah, but not 30 minutes iffy. That's a TV show. Surely you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're making Digimon, you ought to be a little better at it, at your job.
I hold Digimon writers to a higher standard than most as well.
Do you think maybe the script was just like a bunch of adjectives, like a kid wrote it to fill up time, and then they have a really, really,
really,
really,
really
exciting fight.
Really big battle. Just really long. That's like 40 minutes long.
Yeah. And then they have a sad moment, and it's like really, 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 really sad, playing really sad music. And really, really sad.
Where do I head in this essay?
And then our hero and main protagonist, Platinum Suckamon, comes out. And he's really, really cool.
They didn't even get a script, probably. They just were handed a bunch of toys they have to sell.
When you saw it in theaters, it came with one of two cards. I saw it twice and
yeah,
got
them
both.
They always did that with the Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
And
they did that with Yu-Gi-Oh! Too.
I distinctly remember the Pikachu you got for watching the first Pokemon movie was the best Pikachu card printed at that time. So kids would like try to get them from other movies and shit, or from other people who saw the movie. So
I like
they'd be like super good.
Still remember the tier list, huh?
I remember. I played, dude, Charlie, I loved that fucking game when I was a kid. I played it constantly.
I never really.
You also got a Dragonite that was like a mail carrier because a Dragonite gives Ash the letter to invite him to Mewtwo's Island.
And that Dragonite, I didn't get any of that. I just got like a Mew card
that was unusable.
That was it wasn't even like a real card.
That was ancient Mew, which looked like hieroglyphics, right?
That's the one I got. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I didn't get a real card.
I there's a whole bunch of different ones.
The dude probably dude working in the movie theater probably took them.
Did you get your did you get your game coin for Pokemon the Movie 2000?
I think I did.
Because instead of cards for Pokemon 2000, it either came with a card or instead of it. So the Pokemon game uses coin flips a lot. They made like a special Pokemon Movie 2000 coin where Lugia's face was on one side and the logo for the movie was on the other. And I had that in my closet for fucking ages. Now I don't know where it is.
I think I did get that. I think that's the one where I watched it. Even as a kid, I knew, this is bad. This is a really bad movie.
Are you telling me that Lugia's song on the pan flute didn't have you in tears?
I don't have any recollection of that movie at all, other than I hated it even as a 10-year-old or whatever, 13.
That's an interesting point. I can't think of a single movie that I really hated as a kid. I pretty much liked every movie I ever saw.
Same.
Anything you ever hated, Jackson or Kaya? Well, Kaya exempt, she hates everything. No, you're fine. Jackson, anything you hated as a child?
Jeez, a lot of things. A lot of cartoons I didn't really like Totally Spies.
God, you're young.
Wow. You had a high tolerance, or a, I don't know.
Totally Spies? What? That
you,
was like 2005.
Well, no, you had a tolerance. I was the kid who would watch fucking Looney Tune Babies when it was on Cartoon Network. Ooh. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh,
what
I love this show.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck what cartoon babies? Was on. I'd watch every cartoon.
No, wait, maybe I watched, yeah, Looney Tune Babies.
Yeah,
I
Jason, do you remember the episode where Baby Daffy learns curse words?
No.
You don't remember that?
Yeah. So Daffy's hanging out outside because, you know, babies just hang out outside unsupervised.
Do they censor him with like a funny noise?
Yeah, what happens is he's hanging out outside being a baby, and then these two construction workers or garbage men or like two handymen are like fucking around. And he goes, yeah, he was a real. And then you hear the garbage truck like pull away. And Daffy's like, oh shit. That. And then
that's a SpongeBob episode, too.
It was the same exact plot. It was. Same and I distinctly remember Granny was like, Daffy, if you want to say those words, make sure to punch a pillow. So there's at one point where, like, Daffy stubs his toe or something, and he just goes, pillow. And they throw it at him, and he punches it super hard and destroys it.
I remember that, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one where they were drinking, too?
What?
The
babies?
Yeah.
The babies were drinking and swearing?
I swear.
Sounds more like Mad Men.
They got alcohol.
Wow. Jesus. What we're saying is Looney Tunes was the most hardcore cartoon on television.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh. It'd make like a duck honk when he says the F-bomb. For some reason, that's more profane.
Yeah, no, I brought this up because that episode pops into my head every now and again. And I'm like, stop.
What a cursed existence.
Fuck off, memory.
Fucking PTSD just sitting there in a stupor. Oh, God, not again. Here it comes.
No.
It's Baby Looney Tunes flashbacks. Well, I guess I asked you worst movie you've seen this year. How about worst game you've played this year? Yeah, we've been going for about an hour and a half. We can wrap this up. Is there anything you'd like to plug, Jason? Anything you're super passionate about coming up?
Be sure to check out my new book, I Can Cook It, So Can You.
Ooh, there we go.
Is that a real book you have coming out?
No.
All right, well, no. You've deceived us all now.
Thanks to Jason, professional liar.
Did Leia duck out?
She's here.
Would she like to plug anything?
Hello.
Do you have a book? Hello.
Plug your book.
My book is called All About Bumblebees.
Oh,
nice. Check it out.
Is that real?
Nice.
That sounds very pleasant.
And then the subtitle, Why Communism Was Good for China.
I'd rather not announce my subtitle yet.
All right, well, we thank you for coming on, Jason and Leah. Very much enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Very pleasant.
Sorry about the masturbation thing.
It wasn't all about jerking off, like I was led to believe.
Yeah.
Right? You guys don't usually talk about that, right?
No.
No, of course not.
That'd be weird. That'd be fucked
up. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I apologize.
Yeah, you pass our test. Everyone who starts talking about it, we just kick out because that's just fucking gross, dude.
It never makes the final cut. We always take out anything about masturbation and penises.
We don't want to get age-gated. All right, we'll see everyone next week. Thanks for stopping by to the official corner.
Yep. Thanks again, Jason and Leah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
Goodbye.